Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As Edward Cabrera kicks and deals in the pitch, swung on, hit in the air, left field. Going back on it is Stowers at the wall. It's gone! And he has turned it around with one swing of the bat. Kyle Schwarber, a grand slam, and the Phillies now lead it 6-5.
Finally, something good happened, and what a moment for it to occur. Welcome on, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today. Another spot to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We got a preseason game tonight, and we got a victory for the Phillies last night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, especially the kids. When you're given a gift, even if you don't like it, you have to act like you do. I don't know if y'all saw last night. Joel Embiid was gifted from his shoe company, Skechers, gifted some gold shoes for winning a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Joel Embiid well enough to actually make this statement, but I'm going to do it anyway because I do reckless speculation. But he didn't look too happy about it because he put those shoes back in the box very, very quickly.
So he didn't learn the lesson you're trying to teach
him.
Yeah,
I'm trying to teach. You got to at least look enthusiastic. Or maybe that's just his demeanor. Maybe that's just the style that he looks or whatever. But when he got those shoes, he couldn't put them back in the box fast enough. They were not, you know, I mean, shout out to him and his deal that he has with Skechers. But, I mean, I guess I'm not the target audience. I'm not the target audience.
Well, you mentioned the word demeanor there, Hugh, and that's good advice for everyone out there. Well, my demeanor is way better today, and it was better last night when Kyle Schwarber hit the home run. He would have put the Phillies ahead. Hugh, last night, you know, that game started off like so many games in recent days where they're down early. Tyler Phillips is getting hitting batters, and it's like, are we kidding here? Are they going to get swept at home by the Miami Marlins, you know, hours after what seemed like a team meeting? Like, is it really, are they falling apart to that level? And Hugh, they fight back a little bit and they scratch across two runs, but then they go back down 5-2 before the Schwarber home run. And Hugh, this may sound a little over the top, but I believe it this morning. That home run saved the season. If they lose last night to Miami.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
Oh, it would have felt like a spiral. It would have felt like everything yesterday, rock bottom. They would have kept digging it. And he hits that home run, and it almost felt like it just lifted everyone's spirits in that ballpark. They looked like they had a different feel on them as a team, and then they kept adding on runs. Hugh, that moment last night for Schwarber was huge because this team was on the verge of getting swept at home by the Marlins.
Man, listen, let me tell you. I set my alarm, and I always set it too late. And I woke up like right after the game had started. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was having a deja vu or a Groundhog Day moment, because when I turned the TV on, it's 3-0, and I'm like, wait a minute. Why are they recapping yesterday's game? Because that's the way yesterday's game started. And there was a lot of trepidation. You could tell it was in the stadium. But the one thing that they didn't do, they didn't give up. And they showed that fight that they had shown earlier in the season. And that's what got them through, man. They never gave up. And you know, I think they probably needed that adversity early on, because, you know, we did hear rumors about the team meeting and everything. And for them to get knocked down like that and get up off the campus, I think that was really big for them.
Well, it was. It was huge. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to the Phillies' win last night, the Schwarber Grand Slam, a win they grinded out. So two stats I saw last night. One I actually heard on the broadcast on the way home. I was at Jersey's in Glenside last night for our Go Yards
watch
party. It was great. I mean, Schwarber hit the home run, which made it even better.
Oh, that was bananas when that happened, I imagine.
It was awesome. So I'm driving home, and I heard that last night was the first time all year they had won a game when going down three or more runs in the first inning. So you mentioned fight. They haven't fought like this in a game the entire season. They actually fought back from 2-3-run deficits last night. So that was awesome to see. The second thing, Hugh, that hit me, and I saw this stat after the game, they are now 22-3 when Kyle Schwarber hits a home run. You know, last week, Hugh, we had that discussion, is he really the team MVP? Is it Harper? You know, who's the MVP of the team? There's something about Schwarber. He's like the heartbeat of the team. And that moment there, down. And I'll give your guy, because I think everyone contributed last night, that right before the Schwarber Grand Slam, Rojas beat out an infield hit.
Yes.
He got on, hit the ball in the hole at shortstop, and hit, you know, with his speed, if it's a chopper like that, he's going to get on. And he got on, and then Schwarber hit the home run. But, Hugh, 22-3 when Schwarber hits a home run, that's telling. Like, when he hits a home run, they win.
Yeah, man, and I'll tell you what, there were some times where, like, I forgot which game it was, but when he did hit a home run like that, they didn't win. But boy, last night, he uplifted everybody's spirits when he hit that grand salami, man. And it was because it was still, like, it was touch and go. People were a little nervous. People were a little nervous when that was going on because you were winning, but you just didn't know how it was going to play out. But when he did that, man, it was just like a weight lifted off of everybody's back.
Oh, I could feel it. When they were down 3-0 and 5-2, I was anticipating what we would hear today from callers. Season is over. They're cooked. Fire topper. You had to get rid of it.
I mean, all that was in play.
Everything. Like, we had Kyle play the Titanic music yesterday. We would have been taking on water here today if they had lost that game. They got swept by Miami.
Listen, I am so happy. And hopefully, this is the start of the momentum changer, the momentum swing right here. Because, man, I tell you, it's so much more pleasant being here, sitting in this chair on a daily basis when the Phillies are winning.
Well, and we can anticipate and look forward to the playoffs and not talking.
Yes, and not talk about they're washed and they're cooked and it's over, yeah.
Well, I mean, we had a call yesterday where someone, I think it was Ken, who said they're more likely to miss the playoffs. Like, the collapse word has been on like the tip of people's tongue now for weeks. And look, I know it's just one game, but yesterday felt like a moment they could exhale. And before the game, it felt like they knew they needed to talk. Here is Topper before the game on his decision to sit Trey Turner down, which he did. And, of course, did this team have a team meeting? It seemed like no one is willing to go on the record and say it. Here's Topper yesterday before the game.
What went into it?
Yeah.
I'm just giving him a breather. You know, just get him off his feet for a day and let him spend some more time working on his swing.
Say anything special to the guys before the game today, or is the message just keep grinding?
That's it. Every day.
No special meeting or anything like that?
Well, just so you know my policy, I don't announce meetings.
Okay.
What happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, and that's between us.
What happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse. You know what I didn't hear there, Hugh, from Topper? I didn't hear him say there was no meeting. And there's reports out there, both Mac Elba with The Athletic and Scott Lauber saying sources told him there was a meeting before the game. Now, I'm not sure who led it, what was said. But, Hugh, they won't say there was a team meeting, but it's pretty clear they spoke yesterday before the game.
Yeah. I mean, and that's okay. That's okay, and I'm pretty sure that we had something to do with that. We influenced the meeting. You know what I'm saying? That shout out to all the fellas that listen. You know, that maybe was Zach was listening yesterday. Maybe Willa was checking out the show.
I'd like to imagine they drove in and they said, well, you know, we heard Hugh and Joe say we probably should have a meeting.
I'll tell you what, man, and it sometimes it helps. I don't know what was said, but I'm pretty sure there was probably some uncomfortable conversations being had about contributions and things of that nature. But you got to have those sometimes, man. Sometimes you have to have some tough love in order to get you back on track. And it feels like they're back on track.
Well, they needed to wake up. And I thought last night they played with more urgency. It's like, you know, they had some games this past week against Arizona where they went down early and it's just like they're flat and there's no fight. Last night there was fight. I mean, they fought back from 2-3-run deficits. And then on top of it, they added on, Hugh. Because when they went up 6-5 on the Schwarber home run, I was like, all right, that's great. I mean, they have the lead now. But I could use some insurance runs with the way Alvarado's pitched lately and the way the bullpen has been a little shaky. And they got those insurance runs. Everyone contributed. Let's hear from Kyle Schwarber after the game about the fight this team has.
I think the biggest thing about our team, right, is that, you know, obviously, you know, there has been some bad losses, you know, a lot of runs scored and us not scoring some runs, but, you know, I always feel like the fight's there, and that was just another example of it tonight, to where, you know, we were fighting, and you know, obviously they jump out early, but, you know, we're going to stay within ourselves and go out with our game plans, and I felt like we did a really good job off Cabrera, making him throw a lot of different pitches and getting his pitch count up, and got him out after the fourth inning, and got some really clutch hits there at the end, near the end of the game as well.
Well, they did, and they kept adding on, and they made it almost by the end, you know, almost a stress-free win in the last few innings of the game. 215-592-9494. Let's react last night. Kyle, what do you think? Do you believe Kyle Schwarber saved the Philly season last night?
No, because the guy sitting right next to you saved the Philly season last night.
Credit where credit's due?
Is that what we're doing today?
Hashtag thank you, Hugh Douglas.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can take that credit, because if I'm being fair and balanced, like I try to be, y'all kind of bullied me into that. Like,
we
I
would
mean,
never do that.
I'm almost feel like if it didn't work out, I probably would have called HR today.
Yeah,
like,
well,
a little bit.
Luckily
that,
for everyone, we didn't need to go through that.
Probably would have
when
been.
I get that phone call. HR here. What did I do? You bullied your coworker.
I do feel a lot better after last night. Like, if it was just a random game against the Marlins that they came back and win, like they did, what was it, a week ago when they sort of got, there were like three games in a row they won, and it was kind of like, oh, they might be back or something.
Including one against the Dodgers where Schwarber had three home runs.
It's everything that happened before the game leading up to it. The fact that they sort of took matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
They had a team meeting, which they say they didn't, or that Nick Castellanos might have been in the bathroom for. He says he he wasn't aware that happened. The lineup change, you know, whatever message it might have sent to the team that they sat Trey down. And then for them to go down by three runs multiple times in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the way that they ended up coming out of it, and they didn't lie down after Tyler Phillips got off to a bad start. That, to me, felt like we could look back on this in a few weeks and be like, that was the turning point.
And let me just say this real quick for the people that are out there, because, you know, there's some, oh, it's the Marlins, you should have beat them. Marlins get paid, too. Like, they're a professional team, even though they traded away most of their best players.
They don't get paid much,
Yeah, that dog probably didn't hunt when I talk about the payroll or whatever. But you get what I'm saying. They're a professional baseball team. And, you know, they came in here feeling some kind of way. They were swagged out the other day when they got that win. And they were really trying to be, you know, funny with some of the things that they did with their antics and everything. And the Phillies won. And I think that winning a game in the fashion that they won it in, it goes a long way for momentum going into this game.
I agree with Kyle. It was not just a win, right? Again, if nothing happened yesterday and they just beat the Marlins, it's just a ho-hum, one of 162, one of 90-something games they're going to win this season.
Agreed.
But it was more than that. It was rock bottom the night before. They did make a significant lineup change, even if it's just for a day. We'll see what happens. I imagine Trey's back in there tonight, but we'll see, you know, where he is, if he's batting second and all that, if Castellanos, he stays second. But they made a lineup change, which this manager doesn't like to do that. He's very steady and leave it alone. So they won on a night. They made a significant change. And, Hugh, you always say this about the team meetings, like, you know, what are you really going to say? Here's my perspective on team meetings. You better win the day you do it. Otherwise, it feels like it didn't work. Feels like, what was the point of that? Like, if they went out there last night after a team meeting and lost 11-0,
It's all for nothing.
Yeah, it's dejecting. Like, we just did this little rah-rah thing. We got on the same page. We called it, whatever they do, call each other out or just encourage, however they handled it. To speak and then to lose, that would have been a disaster. But they won. So, like, now there's some positive vibes to this. I do think we're going to look back on this and say this is one of those moments of the season we remember. Every great season, I still think this can end up a great season for the Phillies, even though it's been a bad month and a half or 2 months. Every great season has these moments. And this might be one we look back on and say, you know what? That's when they turned the switch back on. That's when they started to play differently again. Hugh, last night reminded me of the Phillies from April and May, the way they won that game. It didn't matter that they went down. Their bullpen pitched well enough. They had good contributions from everyone. That felt like the Phillies that got off to a hot start.
Yeah, and they have a long way to go to get us to fully trust them. But last night was a good start. It was a great start to that. And when you talk about the moments that they've had thus far in this season, that's going to be one of many. Because like I told you, earlier in the year when Rojas made that one play in the outfield where he ran it down, that's going to be one. There's so many different moments where when you look at this team, and if they get to where we think they can get to, that there are going to be a lot of special moments that we can point to where, you know, that makes this team special.
Well, it really could happen. 215-592-9494. And everyone contributed last night. Like, that's what made last night different. Because there's been so many games here where it's like, well, if Harper and Schwarber don't hit, and obviously Schwarber had the big hit last night, but if they don't do anything, no one does anything. Well, last night, Schwarber had the grand slam. Castellanos had a hit and a walk. Harper had two hits. Boehm had two hits. Stott had two hits. And Stott feels like this is the best he's hit for a while since May. Real Muto had two hits and two runs batted in. Sosa had the RBI, or didn't get credit for the RBI, but had the double play ball, put the ball in play to get a run in as they were chipping away. Marsh had two hits, which was great to see. And Hugh, I'll give your guy credit. Johan Rojas on base twice last night.
Hey.
Scored a couple runs. And I really believe that ball he beat out before the grand slam was like the tipping point for this thing to get back the right way. 215-592-9494. What do you think? Your reaction to last night to Kyle Schwarber save the season? Maybe a little over the top, but certainly encouraging and enough to make me feel just better. I just feel way better today. Chris is in Middleton. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, men.
Good morning, Chris. What's up?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. What's up is the sun is out, the sky is blue, the birds are chirping. It's just a beautiful day, isn't it now?
And you know what? I haven't seen this atmosphere, Chris, in weeks. It's felt like weeks since you said all those things.
It is. Guys, the streak starts at 1. We're getting ready to go on a run. Hugh Douglas is a genius. And Hugh,
Yes. Listen,
with baseball, you know, we're all about keeping the mojo and I forget the word I'm missing right now.
Like, vibes and mojo.
Vibes sound like that's the word. I'm using vibes
right
a lot.
If you put your right shoe on first that day, you got
to keep it going.
A little superstition. Yeah.
Superstition. There you go, Joe. So, you know what, you're going to have to give us a guarantee again at the end of the show. I don't care whether you got to get your arm twisted again.
It's an interesting idea. Maybe Hugh guarantees a win every day the rest of the season. I mean, the record probably will be good.
See.
You'll win
see,
more here, than you lose see, if they play well.
See, here we go
with
that.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying. Didn't we do this yesterday? Y'all, like, this is definitely going to be, this feels
like
an HR situation.
We're trying to win.
No, we are trying to win. I feel more comfortable. Who's on the mound tonight?
Wheeler.
Oh, I definitely feel more comfortable with Wheeler on the mound. It won't be that hard to guarantee one tonight.
There we go.
Don't kill
Wheels. Wheels. Wait a minute. Let me real quick, Chris.
Yeah.
Zach, don't let me down, dog. Like, listen. I put myself out there. I'm a football guy at heart, but I believe in you right now, Zach. Come on, man.
Are you a football guy?
yeah.
No, listen. I think he's more of a baseball guy now.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
We you got this, Zach. You got this. All right, then you can have back, Chris.
All right. I was going to say you still got a little bit of air left in those lungs. You got to keep going until you're ready to collapse, Hugh. But we'll get you there. So, guys, forgive my voice because yesterday's rant, it paid some effects on my voice today. I'm still not yet in postseason shape, but I'll get there. Guys, I want to touch on a few things really quick here. The hitting approach yesterday was phenomenal. They went up the middle. They went opposite way. They weren't swinging from their shoes. And you know what? Here's the other amazing thing. 7 of those 9 runs, which were the last 7 runs we scored, were all 2-out hits. That is amazing. That's not something they've been doing lately. And then when it gets to that bullpen, our bullpen has been god-awful. I DM'd Kyle this last night, so forgive me. I don't know if you guys mentioned it. I just tuned in. But, dude, the bullpen went 4 2/3 innings last night, gave up 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, and no earned runs.
Chris, the 7 Ks to 1 walk over that, that really hits because that's been the difference. They and the bullpen, they've walked more guys, it feels like, the last month than they did the first 3 months. Like, they just have put all these base runners on, and then that's how you get in trouble.
Correct. Even when I – you know, initially watched them, they, you know, it was like a little touch and go, but dude, they seem to have settled in. That team, you could physically see the difference in what they looked like from the beginning to the end of the game. And I could express my own personal feeling, and probably the rest of the Delaware Valley felt the same exact thing that the team did. We were all so stressed and so tight in the beginning of that game. And by the end, everybody collectively gave a big exhale. We were relaxed because I'm telling you, if they lost that game yesterday, I don't care if my voice is half gone. I would have given the rest of it out. It would have been an ugly day. I would have had Kyle sounding the alarm. But you know what, guys? That didn't happen. the team that we knew was there finally showed up, and I believe 100%, not a little bit, 100%, this team is back. They're going to win tonight. They're going to sweep the next series, and we are going to get moving again. They've righted the ship.
I love it, Chris. Well, I'll tell you this. Chris, we appreciate it. And get that voice right. Yeah, I mean, this is around that time everyone's got to get themselves in football shape, you know, and baseball shape for October.
It's preseason for everybody.
That could mean body. It could mean mind. It could mean voice. Whatever you need to get yourself in shape for, it's that time of the year coming up. So Chris just said they're going to sweep the Nationals now. Four-game series starts tonight, wheels on the mound. And then this thing is going to, you know, we're going to look back on this and say, wow, this was the moment. You know, that might be a lot. We'll see if they could actually sweep a four-game series. But I do feel good they're going to win 3 out of 4 and take a series here against Washington. But, Hugh, it just hit me. So they play the Nationals for 4. Mm-hmm. Then they go to Atlanta next week.
Yeah.
So this thing, yesterday we talked about the doomsday scenario of what if they struggle the rest of this homestand. Then they go to Atlanta. They're only up 4, and we're on pins and needles, right?
Yeah.
The opposite could also happen. If the Phillies turn this and get hot here, they could go to Atlanta up 7, beat them all 3 or 2 out of 3, and then all of a sudden they're up 8 or 10, and it's like it's over again. You know what I'm like? The next week will change the way we feel about any worry about the division. They could either put the Braves away over the next week, or it could get dicey. But if they play well, they could put them away by next week.
Yeah, but I think if that happens, say if we win this series and then we go to Atlanta and we play well, I think the best thing to do in this situation, because we've been such on an emotional roller coaster ride, just kind of play it. Just chill out. Just chill out a little bit.
Hold on a second.
Just chill out just a little bit. Tone it down just
a
little bit.
You think if they go to Atlanta next week and sweep them and they're up 10, I'm not going to say
it's, no, you should. No, you should.
Over,
you shouldn't say anything.
Like,
no,
over,
you
over.
You should learn from this.
Learn from what?
From the last couple of days. You should learn from that and not be overly excited about anything.
Have
and just
you
be
ever
a little
met
bit,
me before?
Yeah, I just. We've been working together for almost 2 years. I know what I'm saying. I know it's probably not going to happen, but I'm trying to help you out.
Well, and I need you.
Because this is stressful.
Well, that's a baseball season. It's a roller coaster. Well, I need you to help everyone out by guaranteeing a win a day the rest of the season.
Wait, hold up.
The rest of the year.
No. Can't do that, Joe. Can't
Why?
Do that.
Well,
like every day?
Once a week?
Okay.
Maybe we'll pick your
out.
Spot
we'll
once a week
we'll
for a guarantee.
Out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I mean, the people are going to look to you now, Hugh, especially, I mean, you are, in everyone's mind, you are one for one. You are perfect in guarantees for the Phillies.
I think in most people's mind, they feel I'm an idiot, but it's cool. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Can you imagine what October is going to be like around here, Kyle? Like, the Phillies are down 2-1 in the NLCS. Like, will Hugh guarantee the victory tonight?
And this entire city will look to Hugh
that's
Douglas.
That's what this entire city is going to do?
Right. Yep.
Yes, especially
you.
If you keep nailing the predictions. I mean, they'll be like, this is it.
Do you remember the other day when I was talking about gassing people up and putting jumper cables on situations? This is exactly what this is right now. This is a jumper cable moment, and I'm not about to let y'all gas me up like that.
Well, we're a jumper cable show.
Hold up, Kyle.
So.
Turn that music off. What are you doing? That's not going to happen.
I just want you to think about the responsibility
said,
you have
he
to
said,
the
we're
city.
A jumper cable show.
We are. I mean, that's what we do. We just take the jumper cables and everything. Big win last hour. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, a lot to discuss today. Plus, we have another spot to give away. The Midday Show Fantasy Football League.
Yay.
It is a very exclusive club here. There's only 12 spots. We take up 3 of them. So there's not many spots available. We're giving away spots each day for our draft. It's going to be a live draft coming up on Wednesday, August 28th. So we're excited to do that. We'll give you all the details where we'll be and how we'll do it. But we have a spot to give away today. We're going to tell you about how we're doing that on the other side, how you could be part of this thing. And did last night feel like a turning point of the Philly season? It felt like we can all exhale. They can exhale. And I think we'll look back on it and say that was it. That was when the bad baseball ended and the Phillies got back to being what we think they could be. Huge night. Obviously a big thing with Topper changed the lineup and Trey sitting. 215-592-9494. And we really, on the other side, we have to decide who gets the most credit for last night's win. And we had a manager making changes. We had the slugger hitting a big grand slam when we had a guarantee on this show. So we'll discuss it all. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, before we head out of here, we got the afternoon show coming up next. Hugh, we need it. We need it.
You know what? I love this team just about as much as everybody else does. And I am frustrated with them just like everybody else is. But you know what? I've made a fool of myself on this show.
Let's go.
For at least 2 years now. Going on 2 years. And I've made some bad predictions and I've had some bad calls that I've made. So I'm thinking, hell, why not? One more time is not going to hurt me.
Are the Phillies going to win tonight?
They're going to win tonight, baby!
I guarantee!
Go Phillies!
I guarantee!
They're going to win tonight!
I guarantee. Look what you did.
That was embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Love it. Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
You called it.
I mean, I feel more like it was a bully.
No.
I got bullied a little bit.
We were your wingmen. I mean, we were...
That's what it was.
Yeah, like background singers. Like, we were just like...
I'm happy they won last night, man. I tell you, it would have been tough coming in here doing radio today. Because it would have definitely been a postmortem, no question.
Yeah, and we would have blamed you for the loss for Jason.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. I mean, it was
we were
one
setting
or the
you
other.
Up for failure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about right. But yeah, I'm glad they won, man. But it didn't start out great.
No, it did not start out great. Well, they had 2 3-run deficits they had to come back from, and they did the big grand slam from Schwarber. 215-592-9494. Well, it begs the question here: who deserves the most credit for the win last night? I mean, so Topper changed the lineup, you know, shook things up. Trey sat yesterday. Castellanos up to the 2 spot, a little shakeup in the lineup. Of course, Kyle Schwarber did hit a pretty big grand slam to give them the lead, and that was the biggest moment in the game. But then there's also you, Hugh. I mean, you guaranteed the victory. I mean, if I had to vote right now, I would vote you. I mean, I think you're the biggest reason why the Phillies won yesterday. Then we go Schwarber, and then I would go with Topper for the shakeup.
Schwarber second?
Schwarber second.
Seriously?
Yeah.
With the grand slam?
Yeah, that's second.
I mean, I know we do it, you know, we were a part of it, but boy, I mean, his contribution was huge.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to take credit, so we got this show needs some credit for the victory last night.
Okay,
so,
we can go second. We'll go second.
So Topper's in third place, the manager of the team?
Yeah, we got the manager, the guy that actually started the straw that starts the drink. Yeah, put him in third place.
Kyle, what do you think? Your vote goes to?
It's obviously Hugh. There's a reason we were trying to get him to predict or guarantee a win all show yesterday. It was very important to us.
Yeah, because
it was
it's obvious that the predictions that I make are like money.
Yes.
Like all the time.
Well,
yep.
We need to remember that. I mean, that again, this is important now moving forward for the show because now people know when you guarantee something, it happens.
Money. Yeah.
It happens.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, just it happens. How many guarantees have you had on this show? One for one?
I'm 1 for 1. I think
you've
I'm 1 for 1.
You've had predictions and guarantees
are different. We're not talking about the past.
Right.
We're starting fresh.
Didn't you guarantee the Panthers beat the Cowboys last year?
Yeah, that's a rough one.
I do.
And the Dolphins would miss the playoffs?
The Dolphins did leak oil down the stretch, though.
Yeah, but they made the playoffs.
No, but they did leak
it's
oil.
It's called moving the line. Yeah, they got knocked down the first round, but they stunk
did.
At the end.
They did leak oil down there.
They did leak a lot of oil. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Did last night save the season? Like, how are you feeling today after the Phillies victory with the Schwarber Grand Slam? And should Hugh get the most credit? Let's go to Brett, who's up on WIP. Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Brett. What's up this morning?
Hey, you.
Yes.
I got to tell you, man, you get it. You get the horn.
Is Brett, is that good? Is that good to get the horn?
No, that's great, Hugh. Now you deserve a gummy.
Okay. Well, you know, I got to wait until I get off of work for the gummy.
Hold on, Brett. If we're promising gummies of every prediction, he's going to make them every segment. Come on, Brett.
Hugh, I also want to let you know I ran out the other day, and guess what I found?
What you find?
A Trot Jr. jersey, Kelly Green.
Is that right? Oh, that's going to be nice. A Trot Jr., yeah. They're making them already. I might need to get one of those.
I don't think, unless you go down to the Eagles fan store, I don't think you can find them really anywhere yet, but I found one.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Nice.
Well,
that
you know,
is pretty cool.
My guess is they probably got so many requests, Brett, for that.
They just started to make them.
Yeah, because you know usually a player drafted in that range is a rookie. They're probably not going to make many of those jerseys. But, Brett, I'm guessing so many people wanted them. They're like, all right, we'll make them.
Well, okay, let's get to the Phillies
yep.
now. Now, I got to tell you guys, when we were on this wonderful, magical Willy Wonka ride, I still thought this is the same old team. Then we get to the trade deadline. They make that small little move with Estevez, and they got Hayes. I still thought to myself, it's still the same old team that it was last year. However, now, like, I'm just so glad that they won and they got through this skid. But I have a question is, are they going to keep Turner on the bench And what are you going to do with when Hayes comes back?
There it is.
So, Brett, I imagine they're not going to keep Turner on the bench. I think he'll be back in there at shortstop tonight. But, Brett, here is what I hope. And I know last night Sosa didn't have a big game, but it was just one game. I hope they find ways to play Sosa. Like, they're going to face a bunch of lefties this weekend, starting tonight against Washington. And I would play Sosa, you know, at second. I'd get him in for Stott, you know, a little platoon there. I just think Sosa needs to be on the field. But, Brett, to answer your question, I think Trey is back in tonight. Hugh, what do you think? I think they put Trey back
in tonight.
Yeah,
we were talking about it in – you can't keep him on the bench for too long because he is a guy that you're going to need. So, yeah, I think he's probably going to be in the lineup tonight.
All right, cool.
Hopefully he has a good outing when he's out there.
Of course, yeah. Otherwise,
the pressure's on.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to say put Sosa back in.
That bullpen's enough to make a Casper the Ghost out of somebody. He's scary.
So, you know, the bullpen has been pretty rough, I'd say, Brett, for about a month. But I thought last night, Brett, we appreciate it. They were good last night. The bullpen, again, 5 2/3 with 7 strikeouts and just the one walk. They were good last night, and Ruiz got him through those middle innings. 215-592-9494. Right, before we go any further today, here we do have a big prize today, and that is a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League live draft coming up in a couple weeks. So, we've done it in different ways the last couple of days. Kind of have fun ways of giving away these spots.
Because
people have to earn this, right? This isn't just a matter of like calling.
We just don't give them out all willy-nilly.
Yeah, it's not just a caller number something contest. Like, you have to earn your spot if you want to be in the Midday Show Fantasy League. There's obviously only so many spots in a 12-team league. So, Hugh, we thought today, because the afternoon show is doing their tour to Delco, and they have another place they're going to today, the Springfield Country Club, the Tavola's Bar. So they're going to be there today doing their show, which is awesome.
And so we're paying homage.
We're paying homage to Delco. So we thought today.
As we should every day.
Well, honestly. Kyle is a resident, our Delco guy on this show.
Yeah, one of them.
Delco! Hey, Delco!
So we thought today, we're looking for the person that is the most Delco. You have to sell yourself to us as Delco, like your Delco resume. Like, what makes you the most Delco? The most Delco caller we get today will get themselves a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And I think, you know, we have a good judge here because, Kyle, we're going to lean on you for this as our Delco guy. Like, you're going to be able to like feel the authenticity of the Delco people.
I mean, and after Hugh's comments this morning in the meeting, we can't trust his judgment of Delco at all. I mean, what was the first thing you said about Delco? You said hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity.
That's not the Delco I know.
Now, listen, because I lived in Delco, and it's some balling-ass houses
in Delco.
You
lived in fraud Delco.
What do you mean? But it's Delco.
Well, so I think, but let's be real. Every county, well, not everyone, but a lot of the counties will have very nice areas, right?
Well, when I think of Delco, it's a very, very nice
area.
There's
Delaware County, and then there's Delco.
Oh, see, you got to realize that.
See, I didn't mean to offend, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you offended him.
I can tell. But I'm like, when I think of Delco, Bryn Mawr is Delco, correct?
Yes.
Is Villanova in Delco?
Phony Delco.
No,
they're technically they are in Delaware County, Hugh, but they're not Delco.
No, but that's like, what is Delco? Delaware County?
You're going to find out today.
Trust me. But I'm saying,
you'll hear it.
Delaware County, though, right?
If you were at Dolan's the other day in Ridley, or have seen pictures.
You know what it is, Joe?
That is Delco.
You see how he's thoroughly irritated? I'm trying to disrespect him. Like, I'm not, but am I lying? Isn't that isn't Villanova in Delco?
It is in Delaware County, Hugh.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Okay, what is Delaware County?
I showed you.
Delco is slugging Yingling lagers in a dive bar where you can smoke cigarettes inside.
Is Villanova not in Delco?
But that's a small part.
No, I'm just, like, nobody's answering the question that I'm asking.
No, I've tried to answer it like three times. You're just not, it's going in one ear and right out the other.
The spirit of Delco is different than the map.
Okay. Is Bryn Mawr in Delco? Wait a minute.
It is located in Delaware County.
It's Lower Marion. In Delco.
So, Hugh.
Let
me explain this to you, okay?
You want to print out a map? Do you need that?
There's a difference between in Delaware County and being Delco.
Y'all did not hear what I'm saying.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Haven't you heard the commercials?
Listen to me.
Haven't you heard Spice commercials?
Why are you so
Delaware County is a lot. There's a lot, Hugh.
I'm just wondering why Kyle's irritated with me.
All right,
and I'm asking questions and nobody's answering.
I'm not going to be the first one irritated with you today. So I'm just letting you know.
I just want to let you know, because you're very passionate about this, and I appreciate that. You don't have to secure your spot in the league. You're in.
You're in.
You don't need to earn the Delco spot in the league. You're in. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, we're giving away a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League today. Today we're looking for the person that is the most Delco. We need your Delco resume, what makes you Delco, and obviously we need you to explain to Hugh why Delco is Delco.
I got one more.
What do you got?
Isn't the Ferrari deal in Delco? That's the only Ferrari dealer in Philadelphia, in Delco? That's Delco, right?
I mean, if you think it's
I can't
there,
think of the name of the Ferrari
I've
dealer.
I've never seen a Ferrari dealer.
It's in Bryn Mawr.
Okay, well, dude, I don't know how many times I have to explain to you that Bryn Mawr is phony Delco.
Why do you get so irritated when I say it? But that, I'm
don't
just saying.
Because you're wrong. I'm phony? Just trying to explain to you. You're not listening.
No, when you say Delco, it's short for Delaware County, right?
Yes, yes.
No, but, okay, it's the nickname of like of a sect of people, of a culture, a community. Like Delaware County is the location.
Okay.
But Delco is an entity.
I feel like you're not the only person right now that's irritated
yeah.
with me by,
oh, people
by the way
are,
that
people
I'm
are
describing
screaming
Delco.
At the radio.
Well,
right
because
now.
You are you're describing it not in the spirit that it actually is.
It's like Delco is a way of life. Delaware County is a location.
But
okay?
Okay, I'm not okay. Cause I can see.
Sit back and learn, Hugh.
I'm learning. I'm listening.
Today's
I can't.
Day to learn,
I cannot wait.
You better not start fighting with
I'm
these
not, I'm not. I'm just. I'm just. You know. I'm just trying to learn, man. I'm here to learn.
All right. 215-592-9494. Lots to discuss here. Phillies. Did last night feel like a real turning point? And the home run. I mean, did it save the season? If it, in the moment, I'm at Jersey's in Glenside last night. Watched the game with the whole crowd there going crazy for the Phillies, and I. That it felt like the energy in there was tight at 5-2 down 3-0, and it just felt like it lifted everyone last night. The park, you could feel it watching on TV. Last night felt like something different. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Andy is in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
You hey you. I got one for you too.
Hey, well, thank
there
you.
There we
thank
go,
you
Andy.
Very much.
What's
I
up?
Appreciate you, man.
So he's the plant-based prophet. Thank you.
See, that's going to stick.
You
see, that's going to stick.
You know what? We have the new nickname.
Yeah, so actually, Kyle talked me off the ledge a little bit. I'm feeling like, you know, I want to feel good about last night. I'm trying to feel good about it, but it's like the girlfriend that keeps cheating on you. You know,
that's a great analogy.
We see the Dodgers and then lose for a month and then take two or three from the Dodgers and then get smoked by, you know, Arizona. It's just like, when's it going to stop? So I hope this is real, but I need more.
And I understand that. I mean, Andy, it's one game, and if we're being just, like, honest about what happened this week, they split at home with the Marlins, right? Like, just big picture, that's not going to get anyone to go and plan for the World Series parade. But I did think the way they won last night felt a little different, Andy. The comeback, because I would
that
say
was
earlier
the most
this
fun, or, I think.
Yeah.
The most fun game I remember in a while.
Oh,
so that
totally.
Was definitely different.
And I would say over the last month, very few times they were down three runs did they even make a spirited effort to come back. It was just kind of like, oh, they lost tonight. Like, they came back from 2 3-run deficits last night. That felt big.
Yes. Yes, it did. It was a good win. Rojas, man. Rojas is the guy.
I didn't want to say nothing, but you know.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying.
On good Rojas days, you should gloat.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, because I saw Joe struggled to give him his props, but he was a big part. I mean, you mentioned his name. You said, you know, he gave him some when he ran it out.
Well, that turned the lineup over Schwarber,
I mean, he can't, but he did it reluctantly, though.
I know. I give him credit when credit's due. I mean, I try to.
So, yeah, it's Rojas and Hugh, no question. I think do you guys have each other's phone numbers? You texting Hugh?
No, you know what? I don't. And if I text him, I think he would need the translator there to kind of translate it. Well, I guess if I'm sending text, I can go from English to Spanish.
Have you ever tried that?
To text like that?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I haven't either.
Because some words don't translate. Like,
so,
some words don't,
so,
like,
and Andy,
it's hard.
We appreciate the phone call. So, Hugh, if you were to get Johan Rojas' number and send him some encouraging words, what would you say to him?
He probably doesn't know who I am because he's kind of young. So I would probably say, hey, man, just keep plugging away. Keep working.
I think we should do this. I think we should. I mean, we could sort of set this up for you to get Rojas's number, and then you text him.
And,
words
and outside,
of encouragement.
Outside of baseball, what would we talk about? Like, because you got to have
maybe
like,
you have more common interests than you know.
Maybe we play video games together.
It wouldn't surprise
maybe,
me.
Yeah.
You know what? This is
look at Joe trying to build bridges.
Yeah,
now.
This is the tandem I need to set up. I need you and Rojas playing video games. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff. The Phillies have never been more back. Let's go.
That's right. Turning point last night, Jeff.
That's right. Hey, Hugh, you should take that guarantee that you did, and you should be so excited as if you just scored a touchdown on a scoop and score from the 10-yard line. I would say from the 50, but if you were running that far, you probably would just lay there when you got in the end zone.
Yeah, so, that's a long way.
I'm just saying, you know, just
Just taking a run with it. Okay, I'll take it and run with it. I did it. I am the reason. I'm the reason why we turned this thing around.
You are. So to me, it was the combination of the first six hitters with 10 hits last night. Kyle Schwarber was the, you know, basically the ignition. I mean, he blew it up. But the fact that those first six hitters in the lineup put up 10 hits, that's how they win, man. Even that kid pitching last night was getting beat around, and been getting beat around a little bit too much here in the last couple starts. But if you've got a team like this that can score 6 to 8 runs a game, it's okay if that guy gives up 3 or 4 runs in 5 innings.
Yeah, and you know, here's what I'll say, Jeff, about Phillips. I mean, it's obviously he's gone backwards a little bit here, and he's come back to earth after what he did against Cleveland. But last week against the Dodgers and last night, he does have a little bit of fight to him to where
he does.
You know, it's not going well, but he hasn't let the last two starts get so out of control. Like he's kind of settled down and given them at least. Right. You know, I mean, he got through 4 and what, a third or 2/3? He's gotten through enough that he doesn't ruin the bullpen for a week.
He's got good body language and a good attitude to get through adversity like that.
No, he does, yeah.
And the hitter's approach last night was so much better than any game in the last month, where they were just hitting the ball where it was pitched, a lot of line drives, a lot of putting the ball on the ground, hard hit balls on the ground. Even the one at Rojas hit was, that was a half an inch from being a clean base hit through the infield. That kid made a nice play. The shortstop made a nice play on it.
But better at-bats from Stott, they were going the other way. Real Muto going the other way, which is pretty rare. So, Jeff, last night, very encouraged. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, there wasn't just, if they won 4-3 on a Schwarber Grand Slam and that was the only offense, that would have been fine. But, like, they had everyone contributed last night. Even Sosa was the only one without a hit. He had the ground out, which led to a run. Like everyone was part of the win last night.
Yeah, and I think that was important because I think a lot of the heat that they were getting is the fact that, you know, the other day they were swinging for the fences.
Yep.
And they had like, what, 15 pop-ups. And I think part of that was probably the conversation that was being had. It was like, hey, man, stop trying to do too much. Just do enough to try to get us to win. Like we like to talk about around here when you talk football. Take what the defense gives you. You know, and after that, then you try to tack on some runs. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. They fought. They were resilient. And they got a win. I know that it's one win, and we've seen this before. But it's a step in the right direction. I think that's how people have to look at it. There's a lot of work to be done. But it started yesterday. And the only thing you could go off of is what happened yesterday. You try to build off of that.
And look, this could be one that we talk about for weeks. If they get going now, we'll look back to it was about to be the pits of rock bottom, and they pulled themselves out, and they came back and won the game. All right, Jake in Delco is up, certainly from Delco. What's up, Jake?
What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Jake? How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm good, man, good. I'm looking forward to going to Savola's a little bit later with my my wife, Kristen, and our 2-month-old daughter, Gia.
Congratulations.
So you're going to be part of Tour de Delco today. That tells me you're a Delco guy. So what makes you Delco here, Jake?
Well, you know what? I have to recuse myself because I lived in Delco from the age of 2 to 7, and I didn't move back till about 3 years ago. So really, and as you can hear from my voice, I don't have the accent.
There's an accent in Delco?
So did you go local or did you go far away and came back?
Hugh does not know the first thing. What did you just ask?
There's an accent? Yeah, like, listen, I'm trying to learn.
You don't hear it?
You're kidding, right?
Not with Jake. You don't hear with some of our callers?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely an accent. Jack, sometimes you'll hear Jack from Delco. Which, you know, if you hear that, it's like an enhanced version of him.
Now I have to listen to Jack now.
Yeah, you
got it. What you got, Jake? What you about to say?
Hugh, what's the word for a sandwich that's on a long roll with lunch meat? What do you call that?
A hoagie, right?
Right. If you're Delco, people say hoagie.
Hoagie.
Hoagie. Yeah.
Hoagie. Yeah.
I think that's the accent. I need Hugh to have a Delco accent by the time this show ends today.
Like I guess because I guess people say I have an accent. I don't hear it. It just sounds all the same to me.
Yeah.
So, today, I think, honestly, today is going to be my education because I didn't already piss Kyle off talking about what Delco is because I did find out, I did confirm the Ferrari dealer is in Delco.
That's okay. That doesn't change.
Lower Marion is in Delco, so yeah.
Lower Marion's in Monco.
Monco? That's Monco?
Yeah, Lower Marion is the main line. Like, separate Lower Marion from Delco in your head, okay?
Every time, see, when I say it, he gets through.
Delco is not a county. And even more so, in a way, Delco is not even a geographical place. It is, but it isn't.
Correct. It's a way of life.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I get it. I guess.
My cousin Patrick once, he put it so well. He said, it's like you're at a Phillies game.
Well, I like Jake. I like that. So I know you're saying you recuse yourself. If you want to be part of the league, you're in the mix because I like the way you describe that. Jake, we'll get you in the mix to be in the league.
Hoagie.
It's a way of life. It's like being at a Phillies game.
Hoagie.
There you go. See, I mean, you're basically Delco now.
No, I mean, because I get in trouble. Like yesterday, one of the young ladies that work with us, Sonya. It's not Sonya. It's Sonya.
Sonya. Yeah. What's her name? She wants to pronounce a certain way.
But she said she like, and I told her I apologized to her yesterday, and she said I answer by both, but it's Sonya.
Well, there are certain names that like you could. It's the way you see it.
You know what? It's like for me, it's like it's just like Houston and Houston. It's spelled the same way,
right?
But in Houston, it's Houston.
Because that's the name. That's what it is.
Yeah, but in Atlanta, there's a street. It was called Houston.
Many cities have Houston.
It's spelled Houston though.
So if I saw it for the first time, I would say Houston as well.
Yeah, so it's like that. So, yeah, today is an education because I did not know. I did not know that like Delco people were very, very passionate about where they're from.
We have Tour to Delco going on.
Yeah, no, I get it. The whole thing and the fact that the first day they did it, like all the people that came out.
I got
tagged in a lot of pictures, man. So I'm learning. You know, I'm not too old to learn.
You're never too old to learn. 215-592-9494. We want the most Delco person out there for our fantasy league. The afternoon show today going to be at Tavola's in the Springfield Country Club for their Tour de Delco. 215-592-9494. Give us your Delco resume. What makes you Delco and help teach you here? I feel like it is an education. We'll get to your phone calls in the Phillies. That last night, home run by Schwarber saved the season. And when we get back, along with all this, we got a football game tonight. The Eagles play tonight. Will we, should we, see Jalen Hurts and the offensive starters? We'll discuss it. Well, here we go. The plant-based prophet is back. All right, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Recently, I visited my friend Dr. Rafi, the premier hair restoration specialist in the Delaware Valley, and I saw the cutting-edge surgical and non-surgical options. He offers all genders, including the Artis IXI Robotic FUE, Neograft, and the non-surgical Almatet. Dr. Rafi will design a custom solution just for you. So stop hiding your hair loss. Call Dr. Rafi now, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100 and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's Philly Hair.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.